I'm joined here by Paul Gallagher of Mallin. Paul, your team are going very well. You're through to the intermediate final against Neve Columba. What's the buzz like in Mallin in the lead up to this big match?
Buzz is good. Everybody's excited about it, you know, back in the finals. So don't get here too often. So, you know, it's good.
Yeah. You were in the final a couple of years ago and you weren't the manager. There's a good few survivors in your team from that. They obviously lost to Downans by 2 points. How does that impact on this game going into it, do you think? Or does it have any influence?
I don't think. Probably a bit of experience there first. You know, there's a transfer of players from that game, but there's a lot of new boys in as well. So take the experience of losing that game, you know, and a bit of heart from it. And no, but it's a different game as well, you know, different team and different, you know, it's different rules as well, you know, so there's only so much you can take from it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, your team has changed a good bit. There's a lot of young players in, the likes of Kieran O'Kane and Taylor Bonner, and these fellas have become real leaders for you this year.
Yeah, with two boys have been massive, like, and two of them are under 20 in the middle of the field, and they have been great, you know, there's plenty running in them, and two strong young kids, and change the dynamic of the team as well, you know. But a lot of youth through the team as well, you know, and everybody's stepping up and putting their best foot forward, you know. Like, so it's good. Like, it's a very running game now, you know, and you need those youth in the legs as well.
Yeah, you had a great semi-final win over Neumora. It was tight, but the ability to get goals, Mallin always seemed to have had that, and it was crucial in the semi-final when you got three.
Yeah, we seem to be getting goals in the last few games, you know. I wouldn't say we're renowned for it leading up to that, and wouldn't have had many goals in the league, but whatever way it's falling for us at the moment, you know, it's good. And first goal against Neve was a lucky enough goal and over the dropped in, but no, look, you have to take your luck when it's given to you, you know, and I'm not complaining, you know. It's good, like, you know. Neve a very, very tough side, you know. And it took those goals to get over the line. So
yeah. So obviously your semi final was on the Saturday. Did you get up to Ballyshannon on the Sunday to have a look at Neve Columba and Red Hughes?
No, I just watched it on the stream, which is, you know, probably my wife wouldn't have thanked me for another day away. So it's just good. Look, the great quality watching it, and you have the benefit of the commentators as well. So it's good. They look very dangerous, very fast on the break. I've seen them against Buncrana as well, you know, and they've just talent all over the side, you know. There's a lot of men that you have to pick up and be mindful for, but it's another challenge, you know.
And what would it mean to the people of Mallin if you could bring back the Cathal McLaughlin Cup on Sunday evening?
Oh, it'd be huge. I couldn't even put it into words. Like we've only won a junior in our championship and a championship history, and to take it back, I'd just give the whole parish a huge lift, you know. Like, I remember 2 years ago in the heart of losing it, and it would just be huge, you know. Like, we don't get many trophies back into Mallin, you know, and if we can manage to get over the line, it would just be massive.